The Mandy Connell Show is sponsored by Bell and Pollock Accident and Injury Lawyers.
Now, it's Mandy Connell on KOA News Radio, the voice of Colorado.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to an extremely short show edition of the show. To the gentleman who kindly asked if we were going to be preempted by the Rockies, we are, and that happens at 12:30. But that did not stop us from preparing really another epic blog, if I do say so myself. This one with all kinds of cool stories on it and adorable videos. So let's talk about it. I'm here today for the next 22 minutes. Actually, no, I guess, what is that? 19 minutes, Dave. Dave, the intrepid producer here as well. Dragon pulling the short shift because, you know, he's a slacker. Dragon, did I see you upped your total weight loss total again? Did I see this on Instagram yesterday?
Yeah, it's been fluctuating between 150 and 160 pounds. So, yeah.
Fluctuating. Gosh, you big slacker. Come on, Dragon.
I know, I'm sorry.
Come on. If you lose too much more, you're just going to waste away. You're starting to look like a mic stand. Like, you know, now you're going to get to the point in your life, Dragon, where people are like, Dragon, I'm worried about you. You're too thin. You're just too thin. You need, have a sandwich, Dragon, because I'm worried about you. Those people make me insane.
That was kind of the goal, that I would one day look like I'd had some kind of disease, and they're worried about me going, are you doing okay, Dragon?
I didn't realize you were going for the waif look. You know, that's so 1990, okay? Like, the waif look is not a thing anymore. So, God bless America for that. Thank the Kardashians for that. And I am grateful to them every single day, by the way, for making that go away. Anyway, let's tell you what is on the blog by telling you where to find the blog. Go to KOANewsRadio.com. Click on anything that says Mandy Connell. Look for the headline that says Mandy's Wednesday Short Show Blog, Women and Wealth and Our Sad State Department. Click on that, and here are the headlines you will find within.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships and clippers at sea. Let's go to press flash.
On the blog, if baseball eats the show today at 12:30. If baseball isn't for you, listen to Grant's podcast. Ladies, if you don't feel good about your money, I have something for you. Doug Coe bids adieu to Tri-County Health. I thought this article was from the Babylon Bee, but no. The Bangladesh mass study is garbage, part 5,974. Who's going to pay the bill for the state's unemployment fund? Our president thinks Nevada has wetlands and tornadoes are dusty Fandango whippers. The closure of Civic Center Park is making headlines. The ACLU is officially dead. So how are things going with socialized medicine in the UK? I hope Dave knows he's going to be doing jumping jacks during the breaks now. We may be heading towards a PTSD medication. What's the real deal with ivermectin? Phil does not want a bath. Hamilton is another story, however. Would you like to help those in Louisiana affected by Hurricane Ida? And those are the headlines on the blog at KOANewsRadio.com on the Mandy Connell page. So Dave sent me an adorable video today of Hamilton, who appears to be a border collie, maybe, or maybe some sort of border collie-ish mix, whatever. Hamilton's mother caught him on her Ring camera enjoying the outdoors in the pool on a hot day. And I love this dog. This dog is my spirit animal. He is just having a grand old time playing in the pool by himself. He don't need no stinking friends. And then as a companion piece, I give you Phil, the husky. He's an Alaskan Malamute. Excuse me.
What Phil, a wimp Phil is.
Phil does not want a bath. Phil is anti-bath 100%.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Phil's also a horrible hider. He's a horrible hider.
He is. Terrible. Yeah.
But Phil makes me want a giant Alaskan Malamute.
He is cute, though.
He is really, really cute. I mean, really,
Phil,
really cute.
Phil needs, all he needs is a little companionship with Hamilton. It'll come out of his shell.
I feel like that would be a perfect pairing. Like, you team up Hamilton with Phil, and then Phil would be ready for a bath. But
exactly.
You know, Jinx, my St. Bernard, I bathe her in we have a walk-in shower in our bathroom, and that's where, but I have a little stool that I sit in there just to give her a bath, and now when she sees the stool go upstairs, she's like, you can see it on her face. But she doesn't mind the bath. She doesn't hate the bath. She tolerates the bath.
So she's not Phil.
No. Oh, gosh, no. And there are times when she gets really gnarly, like she gets really dirty, which for us, she gets bathed like every 2 weeks, minimum, because I don't like a stinky dog. I just don't like stinky dogs. But when she gets kind of stinky, she'll fuss until I give her a bath. Like, she wants a bath. When she's stinky and itchy, she's like, okay, I'm done. I've got to have a bath. So maybe she should talk to Phil and find out what's going on. I have some great stuff on the blog today, including a link to Grant's podcast. The latest episode of the Taking It for Granted podcast is with Becky Morrison. She's a happiness and leadership coach. If you've not heard Grant's podcast, I cannot recommend it highly enough. Always leaves you feeling fantastic and just really upbeat at the end of it. So,
and boy, do we need that today.
Yes, 100%. By the way, somebody just asked on our Centauri Health text line, how did Dragon lose all his weight? Dragon, what's your Instagram page so he can go and just see? Because yeah, it's all on your Insta.
Yeah, just search me out at Dragon Redbeard. I'm on all the social medias and whatnot.
Yeah, and you will see workout after workout of workout after workout on Dragon's Insta page, and you'll begin to understand exactly why he's Skinny Dragon.
I've lost 156 pounds. Yeah.
Skinny Dragon. There you
Who
go.
Who knew that working out on a daily basis and eating right would be the cure?
So wait a minute. What you're telling me is that diet and exercise is how you lost weight? That seems
Who knew
outrageous.
It was the key? Yeah, it's
and dangerous.
You crazy. Know?
Like, you're too thin. Eat a sandwich. Have a sandwich, Dragon. Have a sandwich. No. We've talked to Dragon about it, and I'm very proud and happy for him because you got your life back there, bud. I want to point out something. Stacey Swanson, fascinating woman whose name I just realized I misspelled on the blog that I will fix. She has an organization called Women in Wealth. And I've got a podcast of hers that I'm going to load up tomorrow. She's got an event coming up this weekend, though, and I really wanted to kind of bring it to your attention. If you're a woman, especially a woman who finds herself newly single, either divorced or widowed, and are kind of at that crossroads that women hit where they're like, wait a minute, I might even be making great money, but I don't know what I'm doing with it. And I don't know how I'm going to retire. Stacey is fantastic. She's not a financial services person. She's not going to try and sell you anything or manage your portfolio. This is about basically taking control of your financial situation. And it's geared specifically towards women. It's a great, great seminar. It's an online seminar happening this weekend. So you can find out more by checking it out on the blog. And tomorrow I'll get that podcast up and you can check it out as well that I recorded with her. Dougco has officially left Tri-County Health. They made it official yesterday to go on their own with their own health department. It remains to be seen what Bi-County Health will be left with now, because Adams and Arapahoe are the only two left there. And I have been in contact with at least one group of people from Arapahoe County who want Arapahoe to also drop out of Bi-County and create their own health department. I've been reading a lot about this in the last couple of days, and I've reached out to a guy who specializes in helping health departments privatize certain aspects of their delivery of services. And I'm hoping that I can get him on the show because he's done a pretty deep dive about what things you can reasonably privatize and what things need to be a part of the health department. And I think that's an interesting conversation to have because, you know, there are things that some health departments are delivering that they don't have to because we have Medicaid protections. So we'll get into that in a deep dive. I actually find this really interesting now that I started reading about it. I've never been to the public health department, so I don't know what it's like. But it's very interesting what other states and cities have done to control their costs on the public health department and allow them to focus on things like bigger public health issues than delivering daily care and things of that nature. Boy, you guys, I have to play this soundbite from the State Department. I don't know if you guys have seen the stories that are coming out of Congressman Ken Buck's office has been flooded with calls from people trying to get people out of Afghanistan. We still have American citizens in Afghanistan. It's definitely a crap show in Afghanistan. And now we've heard right before the blog, I saw that in Afghanistan, the Taliban is now blocking chartered flights, even though they told the State Department they would not. So what we're finding out, Dave, is that the Taliban, they lied to the State Department. I, for one, am shocked.
That's okay. Biden lied to those citizens still stuck there when he said we won't leave until every American is out of there.
See, what you didn't hear is we wouldn't leave. He added very quietly under his breath, like his whispery thing he does. He goes, we won't leave-ish. We won't leave-ish.
Ah,
so
I missed
you miss
that.
The ish. Yeah. You got to really listen to hear that when he starts.
He whispers a lot. I have to listen more carefully.
Yeah. I've got to play this spokesperson for the State Department because I want you guys to know how on top of it the United States State Department is and how clearly that they have aligned their priorities. And just to be clear, I have not modified this audio at all. This guy really talks this fast. Okay, so here we go.
Additionally, the UN Security Council issued a joint press statement earlier today calling for a new government that is united, inclusive, and representative, including with the full and meaningful participation of women. The council spoke with one voice to underscore that Afghanistan must abide by its international obligations, including to international humanitarian law, and ensure the safety and security of all Afghans and international citizens.
So our State Department is worried that the women who have already been forced back into burqas and are not allowed to leave their homes without a male relative don't have enough representation in the Talibani government, which also does include one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists in the government. And I'm shocked, Dave. Aren't you? I'm shocked.
Yeah, I can't believe what I just heard from the State Department. I just lost my train of thought.
That's okay. That's okay, because it's so ridiculous. You probably couldn't have made a comment more stupid than that comment. So, and here's the big question. You know what's missing from this statement? Or else? Or else what? Or else what?
Yeah, now
what?
Yeah, now I remember. Yeah. We spent 20 years trying to build a democracy with guns and soldiers, and that didn't work, but we ran away, and now we're going to say, please have a democracy, and they're going to listen to us, and they're going to do it.
Yes, they're
that's
shaking
the logic
in their sandals
of this.
Right now, Dave. They're shaking
guns
in
wouldn't
their sandals.
Do it, but a mild suggestion will do the trick.
Hey. It was a sternly worded suggestion from the United Nations, David. Not just a flippant suggestion. It was sternly worded. I could feel the sternness.
And when the United Nations makes a sternly worded release, everyone shakes in their boots.
Sure. Yeah. Terrifying.
Because they back up every one of those statements.
Yeah. Terrifying. Terrifying. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I haven't even made it. I forgot we had a short show, and I was kind of, you know, languishing.
And it's
I do want to throw this
over.
Out. President Biden does not think that people use the term tornadoes anymore. And I stole this from a guy I follow on Twitter. He's just going to call them Dusty Fandango whippers from now on because he doesn't think they call that honestly. But now it's time for the most important segment on the radio of its kind in the world.
Of the day.
Wait a minute. Is that a special guest?
What?
Is that inappropriate? Angie,
whoa.
Can I hear? Yay! Angie's back.
Hooray!
Angie!
Woo! Angie, when did you land?
Last week.
Yay! Angie will be back full-time with us on the 27th. Is that right?
Yes, that's what we're looking at right now.
She's going to take some time off, and we're going to do a deep dive when she comes back full time. But I was like, come in and do of the day. Yay, Angie's back. Okay, great. Now, what is our word of the day?
Okay, word of the day is a noun.
Okay.
And it is nonage, N-O-N-A-G-E, nonage.
The knowing that you know nothing.
See, I was going to go there. Dang it, Dragon.
Boy, sorry.
But you got there first.
Wait, it's the amount of nothing you don't know.
Oh,
like tonnage and nonage. Like, how much do you not know? Like a nonage. I know nonage. Nothing.
And that's absolutely wrong. Nothing.
Dang it. Angie.
Does it have to do with a lizard?
It could.
Okay.
It could.
Is it a smart lizard?
A smart lizard.
No.
Sure.
Okay.
It's a dumb
no.
one.
Actually, what it would be is a very young lizard, because nonage means the period of immaturity or youth. That's your nonage.
Okay, so it could be that time when you don't know anything.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just
that
saying.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm giving Dragon 1/132nd credit.
I'll
for
take
that.
It.
Greek mathematician Pythagoras discovered a geometrical property that has since become known as the Pythagorean theorem. What was his discovery? And I actually know this. I'm pretty excited.
Isn't that the A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Yes, yeah! The sum of the squares of the lengths of a right triangle's legs is equal to the square of the length of its hypotenuse.
And if you watch The Wizard of Oz, they actually say it in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really? Okay, so we got to be out, hard out by 25. So what is our Jeopardy category?
And okay, Jeopardy category is drink, skincare item, or R&B singer.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Okay. I swear that's what it is.
Drink, so skincare. I'll give you okay.
Drink, skincare item, or R&B singer. Here we go.
Right.
Okay.
Capri Sun.
Dragon.
Mandy.
Dragon.
Damn.
Drink. What is a drink?
Yes.
You got it.
Mm.
Sunny D.
Dragon.
Mandy.
I'm going to give it to Dragon.
Ooh, damn. What is a drink?
You are correct again.
Yes.
Very close, though. T-Pain.
Mandy.
Mandy.
I couldn't even hear you. I just said my name so loud. I have no idea what you're saying. I'm going to say it's an R&B singer.
And you're right.
Hey. Yeah. Was it T-Pain? Was that what you said?
T-Pain. P-A-I-N. Okay. T-Pain. Okay. Next one. Aveeno.
Mandy.
Mandy.
What is skincare? Coming for you, Dragon.
Skincare. Yeah. So what do we have? Two, one. And here it is for the title. Nana Cherry.
Mandy.
What?
She's Mandy. An R&B singer.
Oh.
And you are the winner.
Oh, look at that.
I get... How many
Angie,
points do I
Angie,
have?
Angie's back.
Yeah, how many points did you get, Angie?
Can I get three for participating?
You can actually have 10 for participating, so Angie wins. The only time Angie we've ever wins. Given a participation trophy on the show, Angie will be back with us full time on the 27th. And I am going, we've got to have some kind of event where people, I mean, I realize we're COVID and all that crap, but we need to have some kind of event where we can have an Angie party. Let's have an Angie party.
Can we get the food truck?
Ooh.
Heck yeah. Jesus. Oh, no. That's our first mission when you get back, young okay. lady. Our first mission is to gin that up again. All right. We are going to make way for Rockies baseball. It is coming up next. We will be back tomorrow. We've got a really great show planned already. So
check out futurist tomorrow.
Exactly. Check out Grant's podcast. He's got a great new episode today. And we'll be back tomorrow. Keep it right here on KOA News Radio.